You're listening to the Stage Line podcast for February 3rd, 2018. So we're sitting here today with Moriyuki. How are you doing, Moriyuki?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Thanks for doing this today.
You're most welcome. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So Moriyuki, of course, you live in Japan now.
Right.
But originally you're from Kenya.
That's correct.
Yeah. So you grew up in Kenya. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yeah, I can. Growing up in Kenya was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because it was an adventure.
Every day was an adventure.
That's right. So, like, going to school was an adventure for me. My school was about 5 kilometers away, and we had to run to school. Actually, race to school.
You couldn't walk.
No, you can't walk. There wasn't enough time to walk to school. Because a normal day started by first helping our parents mm-hmm. with the farm work.
Mm-hmm.
That meant, like, for example, my parents had farm animals.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to fed for the animals first
mm-hmm.
and then take breakfast,
mm-hmm.
which was always either hot milk or hot porridge.
Mm-hmm.
And then run to school.
Race to school.
Yeah.
And did you race to school with a group of other children?
Yes, from my village.
Uh-huh.
We had quite a number that, you know, ran together.
And would you be the winner of that race or?
Never won in the race. There were kids who were much faster, way faster than I was.
Mm.
Yeah.
And did you have to run home?
Yes, we also had to run home every evening after school. Luckily, we finished school at around 3:45 mm-hmm. in the afternoon. And then we had to go home and do our chores, which included going to fetch water and fetch firewood. We didn't have electricity back then.
Right.
So we had to fetch firewood. And our parents would light the fire, and we would study at the fireplace.
Wow, so you'd use the firelight to the yes. light from the fire to study.
Yes, to study, yeah.
Ah, sounds great. So I wonder if people have an idea about English in Kenya. Did you study in English at school all the time?
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. So normally when people get into nursery school,
mm-hmm.
they study in their local language, their mother tongue. So for about 3 years, people study their mother tongue. And
in your case would be?
Kikuyu and Meru language.
Okay.
My parents come from two different communities.
Right.
And then when you get into primary school, the equivalent of elementary school here in Japan, you start studying Swahili and English. But English is the main language of instruction.
So you would study, for example, mathematics in English?
In English, okay. Yes.
Right.
All the other subjects are done in English, except for Swahili.
I see. So you're studying Swahili as an actual class in a language, but
yes,
your other classes correct. Would be in English.
In English, yeah. Correct.
Wow, that's interesting. What about at home? What did you speak at home?
At home, we speak a mixture of languages.
Yeah.
Sometimes you find us speaking our mother language, our mother tongue. Sometimes we speak Swahili or mm-hmm. English.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on where you live. For example, where I used to live, there were many neighbors who spoke Arabic.
Oh, really?
So often we would speak Arabic.
So can you speak Arabic? And
A little bit.
A little bit, wow. So you're multilingual.
Not exactly.
Not exactly.
Yeah. But I can try to communicate in quite a number of languages.
I see. So when I think about Kenya, the first thing that comes to my mind is the Maasai
yeah.
Warriors. Am mm-hmm. I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, that's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah.
You did it very well.
Oh, can you tell us a little bit about that, if you know anything about the history or...
Well, yeah. In Kenya, we have about 42 different communities. The Maasai community is the most prominent because they are one of those communities that have refused to change, or what should I say?
Would you say integrate?
Integrate.
Is that a word?
Integrate into the Western culture or way of life.
Right.
So they still have their traditional practices and beliefs with them up to this very day.
Is that right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. The Maasai still will not want to wear, you know, civil clothes, mm-hmm. you know, like pants and shirts for men. And they always dress themselves in a sheet of cloth,
mm-hmm.
if not skin,
mm-hmm.
still. They will always carry their spear, and they will always pierce parts of their bodies and wear large necklaces around their necks,
mm-hmm.
and chains all over that are made of beads, mm-hmm. the traditional beads.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through a lot of traditional initiation rites. So they're quite unique,
mm-hmm.
in the way they do their things.
Right.
And they still believe in their traditional way of having and owning property.
Mm-hmm.
So they still have their traditional industry, which is keeping of animals. The Maasai people were traditionally pastoralists, so they still keep their animals, and they still migrate from place to place in search for greener pastures for their animals. So they're still nomadic people.
Nomadic people.
Yep.
Right. So does that cause any trouble with the other groups in Kenya in terms of like, this is my land? And
right now it does for a little bit, because when the government started demarcating lands that should be used for example, game parks and reserves,
okay.
that are meant only for, you know, wild animals. The Maasai did not understand that,
mm-hmm.
because they still consider the land to be, you know, free land for everyone to roam and graze their animals. So it's still a challenge for those people. Yeah, but by and large, they're tending to move into a more westernized way of life. So most of them are like, you know, settling down and owning land, large chunks of land,
mm-hmm.
and then taking care of that land, keeping their animals there, and then taking their children's to school.
Okay.
Which they never used to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you have any personal experience with the Maasai people?
Yes, I do. My grandfather was a Maasai.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we live with the Maasai people. For example, most of the words that we use are Maasai in origin. Even my father's name is Maasai. My surname is Kaindio,
mm-hmm.
which in Maasai language means Ole Kaindio, someone who descended from near the lakes.
Very interesting.
So, yeah, but I don't consider myself to be truly a Maasai, even though my grandfather was one.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you had a very interesting time growing up in Kenya.
Yes, I did.
I can just picture you racing to school every morning.
Yes, I did. And, you know, growing up in my village was in a very remote part of Kenya. So we didn't have these amenities and other infrastructure in my village. Everything was very traditional. Up until this day, we don't have paved or tarmacked roads in my village. We just got electricity recently. And we used to play out in the bush or in the forest, you know, and we would make our own toys. So we used to be very creative and crafty.
Sounds fantastic.
Yeah. It was fun.
Yeah.
Playing with the sand and playing with sticks and carving things out of trees and out of stone. That's all we did.
I guess, you know, in today's world, that's one thing maybe that's lacking is this kind of creativity. Children today don't have these opportunities perhaps to to invent their own games and use their minds to create. So
you would say that, yeah, to some extent, children have like everything, you know, laid out and given to them.
Yeah.
So they have pretty much everything that they need.
Something to be said for that that kind of lifestyle. Well, thanks a lot for telling us about it today.
You're welcome. Thank you.